You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. And today we are in our Set Apart to Serve conversation, as it is Friday. Now, you may recall earlier this year, we spoke with Robert Finch, a recent graduate of Concordia University, St. Paul, and he is headed to Concordia Theological Seminary to study this fall. Well, last summer, he had the opportunity to gain some experience on campus as an intern at Concordia Theological Seminary, and he helped develop a new resource for prospective students. We'll chat about that with Robert and his professors as well in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. Joining us today, Robert Finch. He's a 2026 graduate of Concordia University, St. Paul, attending Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne this fall, and recipient of the Merit-Based Region Scholarship at Concordia Theological Seminary. Robert, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Hey, thank you for having me back.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Reed Lessing. He's professor of theology and ministry, as well as director of the pre-seminary program and director of the Center for Biblical Studies at Concordia University, St. Paul. Dr. Lessing, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Good to be here, Andy.
Dr. Lessing, when we usually have you on, it's a series we get to study and work through one of your books. So nice to have you on for Set Apart to Serve and get to learn about your interaction with Robert over the last few years. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Joshua Holman. He's professor of systematic theology and director of the honors program in theology at Concordia University, St. Paul. Dr. Holman, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hey, thanks. Great to be with you.
And the Reverend Matthew Wheatfeld. He's assistant vice president of admission at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Pastor Wheatfeld, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks, Andy. It's nice actually to be sitting next to you for once instead of across the Mississippi.
So we are with our crew at the Higher Things Conference in St. Louis recording this week. This will air next week. So at the end of the second week of Higher Things in St. Louis. So if you hear some folks talking in the background, hear some background noise, that's because we are hanging out in the exhibit hall at Higher Things Conference taking place here at Washington University in St. Louis. So we've got all kinds of connections. And speaking of connections, thanks to our friends at Bethany Lutheran College for providing internet for us today as we faced all kinds of technical challenges, and they were so gracious and helped us out with providing internet as we were having a difficult time getting connected. So we're grateful to them for helping us out today as well. Robert, let's talk about, let's go through a brief recap. I know we've talked about your plans for studying at Concordia University, St. Paul. You've completed that and now going to Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. What was the plan from the beginning to go to Concordia, St. Paul, and then transfer to a seminary, and then go to a seminary to study to become a pastor? Tell us a little bit about that plan in, maybe like a 2-minute story.
Oh, we'll see if we can do that. Okay. So first, whenever I was looking into being a Lutheran pastor, I recognized initially that it was going to be very expensive having to pay for all of undergraduate, and I didn't know about anything with the seminaries covering tuition at either of the seminaries. So I was extremely anxious about the future. But since I was young, I had that drive from Romans chapter 10, verse 14, how will they believe unless someone is sent, unless someone preaches to them? And so I've had this drive, and I know I have to be a pastor. Like, I'm willing to make whatever sacrifices I need to. But then Concordia St. Paul started offering their $0 tuition guarantee for pre-seminary students. And on top of that, Dr. Reed Lessing reached out to me a year before I got there, and we started connecting about the Greek New Testament and biblical studies. And throughout my time there, he went one-on-one with me every single semester and went over Greek and Hebrew with me, and just like he promised before I got there. And then also, I met Dr. Holman whenever I was there, and he went one-on-one with me with systematic books and historical books, such as Augustine's City of God. And through my time there, I was incredibly formed. I got to read a lot of new books. And the plan was pretty much always to go to the Fort Wayne Seminary. I looked at both of them, you know, to be fair. But then Pastor Wheatfelt and I really connected. I was given this internship last summer, and I really just got familiar with the professors, with other students, and with the just the campus itself. And so there was a lot that's kind of guided me throughout these last 5 years. But the ultimate guiding principle is in Romans chapter 10, how will they believe without someone preaching to them? And that drive has brought me through CSP to Fort Wayne, and God has provided a wonderful path throughout all of that.
Dr. Lessing, Dr. Holman, Robert has shared in multiple conversations with us how valuable his time with you has been. So Dr. Lessing, let's start with you. Tell us about your interactions with students like Robert as he prepared to go enter into Concordia University, St. Paul, and then his studies there with you as well.
Well, first of all, there aren't a lot of students like Robert. I remember before he matriculated at CSP that we were talking about the Greek New Testament, and he had already started learning Greek on his own. Again, most freshmen in college aren't that driven, aren't that planned ahead. So at the get-go, Robert was a stellar Greek student as a freshman. In fact, he wore out his Greek grammar. You may remember Robert. And that was such a delight to see, and what an inspiration it was to other students. Then Robert got into Hebrew as a sophomore, and same passion, same desire. How did I guide Robert or inspire Robert? Robert didn't need any guidance or inspiration. just kind of be there and listen and answer questions. And it was a delight to have him at CSB from start to finish.
Dr. Holman, tell us about your interactions with Robert as he studied at Concordia University, St. Paul.
Well, I can really just echo Dr. Lessing Reed, my colleague. Yeah, Robert's been just a remarkable student. He sought me out after church history. Do you remember about City of God, Augustine? And started reading City of God, Augustine on his own. He would send me long review emails about each book of City of God, and they were excellent. And we would discuss those. And then not only that, you know, reading this classic work of Augustine, but moving on to Augustine's masterpiece on the Trinity. And then actually finding connections in Luther's writings to that. So, I mean, just a remarkable researcher and committed student. And I'm just so thankful to have had the experience teaching him at CSP.
Dr. Holman, what are some things that you want students to gain or experience as they, especially students like Robert, who are preparing to go on to seminary for pastoral formation? What are some things that you really want them to gain or experience during their time with you as a student at Concordia St. Paul?
We're committed to formation, of course, and formation in the primary texts. So I really want students to read primary texts, you know, that's scripture, of course. My colleagues in biblical studies do that, but I really focus on Lutheran confessions and then the great works of history, historical theology. So works like Augustine, Luther, and so on. Robert's been exemplar on that. We want students to engage those texts and then to learn how to apply them to their lives. That's number one, I think, as professors, but also forming them in their faith, right? Through chapel, through word and sacrament, through all those things, and growing in their faith intellectually, spiritually, and learning to apply theology as an undergraduate student.
Dr. Lessing, how about you? What do you want students to experience and to gain, especially while they're with you at Concordia University St. Paul, preparing to go on to pastoral formation at the seminary?
A primary text, again, and that's kind of the mantra, and it has been really since the Renaissance and Reformation, right? Ad fontes, you know, back to the sources. And for me, I had taught Greek for 5 years, so that was part of my a challenge and delight. But my primary academic focus is Hebrew and the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament. But in any biblical language course, the driving goal and passion is for these students to love the text and to love the Word and the Word that the Word points to, the Word made flesh, Jesus, and to develop a lifelong commitment to reading the Bible in Hebrew and Greek devotionally, primarily. But then also professionally in preparation for preaching and teaching. And I get great delight out of these texts myself, and it's a great privilege to try and share that delight and really lifelong commitment to the Greek and Hebrew scriptures.
Dr. Lessing, how do you see this investment in students like Robert, not only benefiting him, but also the church at large for the future?
But it really is, to use a very well-known metaphor, but it's what we have, and it's what we have a number of times in Scripture, is planting seeds, and the seed is God's Word, and the field would be our hearts, and the harvest when the soil is humble and repentant and seeking hard after God, that soil is going to produce a fruit 60, 80, 100 fold. So as I am on the twilight of my pastoral and professional ministry, being 67 years old, I hope to go a few more years since I find such great joy in what I do. But I can see, to use another well-known metaphor, passing the baton off, right, in the race to Robert and students like Robert, as we have done in Israel and in the church for millennia. From generation to generation, we declare the mighty acts of Yahweh.
Dr. Holden, anything to add to that about investing as students like Robert to for him as a future church worker, a future pastor, and what this also means for the church?
Oh, absolutely. We need committed leaders in the church, and we need committed scholars, churchmen dedicated to the primary text and to serving. And so Robert's already shown that. And it's great to see that. As a teacher, you know, it's wonderful to have students be so receptive and motivated. And then, you know, to sort of play that forward, right, as we look ahead, as Reed is saying, Dr. Lessing, and really to see that investment and where that will go. So I think the church has always worked that way, teaching church history. You know, we pass the baton, and happy to see that with Robert.
We're talking with faculty at Concordia University St. Paul and Robert Finch, a recent graduate of Concordia University St. Paul, as well as admission staff at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. We'll learn more in just a moment about Robert's adventures from Concordia St. Paul and now going to Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared to serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. It is Set Apart to Serve conversation today on this Friday. We are, Pastor Wheatfelt and I happen to be at Higher Things Conference here in St. Louis at Washington University, St. Louis, and talking with friends at Concordia University, St. Paul, as well as Robert Finch, a recent graduate of Concordia University, St. Paul, starting at Concordia Theological Seminary this fall as well. Robert happens to be serving on an internship this summer. Robert, tell us a little bit about what you're doing this summer at Concordia Theological Seminary.
Yeah, I'm still figuring a lot of that out. well, mostly what I'm focusing on is bringing more people to the seminary, but even more than that, encouraging young men to pursue the pastoral ministry. During my time at Concordia St. Paul, I was able to be a tour guide and give tours to a lot of the young men coming to the school. I also had a theology club where I got to talk with a lot of these pre-seminary students. And, you know, a lot of them have an axe to grind and they're ready to fight and they're very passionate about God's word. But to be able to have a Book of Concord club where we can talk together, engage in these primary texts and learn how to actually discuss theology, I found myself getting more and more excited about it. I got to be a counselor at Vocatio at the St. Louis Seminary for 2 years, and I got to invest in young men there. And then these last 2 years, I've been at Christ Academy at the Fort Wayne Seminary, where I get to do the same thing, invest in young men who are considering the pastoral office, and to be able to help with them and to show them my path, what my path has looked like, what my study habits look like, how I read God's word, how I talk about theology, to be able to share that with people and to see young men getting excited about the ministry. It's one of the things I'm most excited about. And so I reached out to Pastor Wheatfelt and I said, hey, I want an internship where I can work, where I can do something with this, where I can encourage young men to consider the pastoral ministry. And then he offered me an internship. And last summer, as we'll talk about in just a minute, I was able to write this pastoral discernment devotional. We have some other projects in mind. I don't know if I'm at liberty to talk about any of them yet, But something I'm very excited about right now is we're hoping to create something that will encourage students more. This is more for discernment, and we're hoping this future resource will actually give students some practical tips on how to live out their pre-seminary journey. What are good study habits? What should your devotional life look like? How do you know which college you should go to, et cetera? So we're working on some of that. I'm currently at Christ Academy as a proctor, babysitting 90 high schoolers. So we will see where else, and then I'll be at Higher Things next week as well.
Pastor Wheatfelt, tell us about working alongside Robert, inviting him to come serve as an intern at Concordia Theological Seminary, and getting to work together on this project.
Absolutely. So this project from last summer really was kind of the inspiration from a Forum for Theological Exploration grant out of Macon, Georgia. I'd done some work with them on behalf of Christ Academy through the Lilly Youth Theology Network, and they began to offer some micro grants. In trying to come up with a project for this micro grant, Robert reached out at the right time, and then really taking the person that Robert is with the great foundation that Concordia St. Paul and Dr. Lessing and Dr. Holman and the rest of the faculty and staff there at CSP laid for him, we came up with this book project for pastoral discernment. Really the devotional aspect was Robert's idea that this would really be something for future pastors to learn a little, but even more so prayerfully consider service within the church in this role of pastor. And so Robert really diligently worked through a lot of primary texts in order to come up with these great devotions, 6 weeks of devotions, 6 weeks of prayers, walking through what it means to be pastor, what it means to be one aspiring to this wonderful office. And as we continued to kind of work through this stuff, I was just blown away at the things Robert was laying at my feet. I can only echo what Dr. Lessing and Dr. Holman said on his drive for this, and level of scholarship that was the foundation for this. And oftentimes, you know, we don't think about these sorts of resources being put together by, you know, people aspiring to this. But that was actually the interesting point. Robert, as he was working through his junior going into senior year, considering what the Lord might have for him, was at the right place in life to be able to give really solid advice for future individuals aspiring towards this and considering seminary. So we thought it was a great collaborative project and couldn't be happier to have Robert do this for us, but also to be able to share this with the church.
Robert, as you were working on this project, how did you lean into and rely on your professors of theology at Concordia University St. Paul?
Yeah, Dr. Holman probably remembers this. Last summer, I was trying to figure out what on earth ordination was. And I was like, I never really looked into this. What actually is a pastor? So I sent a long email to Dr. Holman. I said, I have no idea what any of this is about. And so we had a Zoom call last summer. And then, of course, Dr. Lessing and I kept in touch about the biblical languages and the best ways to continue to foster the biblical languages. And just the foundation I had with them that I can trust them enough to reach out to them whenever I'm struggling with theological concepts. It was just phenomenal. And it was sad that I only had 1 year with them left. And I was like, I want to take as much time as I can with both of them. Additionally, so like Dr. Lessing and I, we worked on Amos together last year, working on translating. And Dr. Holman, on my birthday, we went out and read On the Trinity by Augustine. And so to have not just professors, but to have friends who invest in me, it just made all the difference in the world. I do have the drive, but Dr. Holman and Dr. Lessing gave me a lot of helpful tips for how to actually use that drive in a good way, to how to actually walk on this path. I mean, I just look up to both of them so much. And so for me, they are kind of the models of what a pastor, what a professor should look like, what godly men look like. And so it's easy for me as I'm crafting this to just look at their example, look at how they taught me, look at how they walked that pastoral path that's well trod. And to just follow their example and continue to asking for their help as much as I can.
Pastor Wheatfelt, how do you hope pastoral discernment devotional that Robert worked on last summer, how do you hope that will be used in the future?
Absolutely. So for our institution, this is we have a history of producing quality, thoughtful and prayerful resources for the church. That's really when we've had the tagline in the past: "We are your seminary." Trying to skirt that our sister seminary is doing great work, but simply to say we provide resources for the church. This is part of that cachet and future things, including resources Robert's going to be working on with us through the rest of the summer, and hopefully during his time at our seminary as well. We'll be able to be to kind of go out into the church and be used by men who are considering the pastoral office, in order to prayerfully consider that. That's a real mantra for us at our institution, that we want men to really prayerfully consider this as a possibility, and this is a central resource for that.
Now, Robert, you have some great mentors and professors in theology at Concordia University, St. Paul. I know you will have more when you start your classes at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. What do you want to say to men and boys who are considering studying to become a pastor, as they think about the professors they might have in the future as well? What do you want them to think about when you reflect on the relationships that you have with Dr. Lessing and Dr. Holman, and I'm sure your future professors at Concordia Theological Seminary?
Yeah, that's a great question. First, I would say focus on the brotherhood. There are going to be a lot of guys who are very excited and very passionate about the ministry. Talk about theology with them. Stay late after chapel and talk about the Septuagint, Masoretic text, whatever you want to. Talk about theology. Engage in conversation. You're going to have those for a long time. But for me, I found myself often focusing more on my relationship with my professors as much as I could. I met up with both of them quite frequently, and it has aided me so much. I mean, they've given me books. Dr. Holman was the advisor of my theology club, and he was, and of course, Dr. Lessing let me be a tutor for the biblical languages, and we worked together all the time. I had such a good relationship with them, and I would not be where I'm at today had they not taken the time to invest in me. So for you young men who are listening, talk with your professors. Just ask them for extra projects. get off social media. Stop staying out late with doing whatever you do, and engage in the brotherhood. Talk with professors. Work on your homework. Professors want to invest in you, students. Professors want to invest because they recognize that you are the future of the church, and that they're not going to be around forever, and they need to pass on the baton. So they want to invest in you, so talk with them. Ask them questions. Never be afraid of asking a stupid question or annoying them. Dr. Lessing probably has 250 emails plus from me throughout these 4 years. I probably annoyed him just a little bit, but do that. Pester your professors. Ask them questions. Don't hesitate to do any of that, because they will make a huge impact in your life.
Dr. Lessing, how can students who are interested in pre-seminary studies at Concordia University, St. Paul, find out more and take that first step?
Hey, contact me. I'm the director of the pre-seminary program, lessing@csp.edu. We have a stellar faculty, not only Dr. Holman, who's part of this interview, but we have Dr. Mark Cushman, who specializes in urban ministry. He's our department chair. Dr. Kendall Davis, an up-and-coming, world-class, I don't use that title lightly, world-class Greek scholar, especially in the Gospel of Luke, and Dr. Samuel Duressa, who is one of the foremost missiologists in Lutheranism. Again, I don't use these descriptions lightly. So we have a wonderful faculty. We have zero tuition for all our church work programs. And we have pretty good weather. there's about 2 months or so, January, February. It's pretty cold in Minnesota. But we are a marvelous university. We're a growing university. We have a growing church work population within the university. And we would love to have students come up north to St. Paul.
And Pastor Wheatfelt, how can prospective students get pastoral discernment devotional?
Absolutely. So there are two ways. One, go to our website, ctsfw.edu/ admissions, and you can find the form right there to fill that out. Or if you'd like to email us at admission@ctsfw.edu, asking for that pastoral discernment devotional, we'll send you the link and be able to get that to you ASAP. We also are building out a new, this is one of the projects that Robert was kind of tiptoeing on, but we're building out a new discernment page for our website that will hit right before Synod Convention. So looking forward to that, and that'll be central. This devotional will be central to that website.
Very good. Our guest today, the Reverend Matthew Wheatfeld, Assistant Vice President of Admission at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Pastor Wheatfeld, thanks for joining us today.
It was a pleasure, Andy.
It was nice to sit side by side with you at the Higher Things here in St. Louis. The Reverend Dr. Joshua Holman, Professor of Systematic Theology and Director of the Honors Program in Theology at Concordia University St. Paul. Thank you so much, Dr. Holman, for joining us today.
Good to be with you. Thanks.
The Reverend Dr. Reed Lessing, Professor of Theology and Ministry, Director of the Pre-Seminary Program, and Director of the Center for Biblical Studies at Concordia University St. Paul. Dr. Lessing, always a joy to have you on. Thanks for being our guest today.
Likewise. Thanks, Andy.
And Robert Finch, 2026 graduate of Concordia University St. Paul, attending Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne this fall, and recipient of the Merit-Based Region Scholarship at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Robert, great to chat with you. Also, thank you for your great work on Pastoral Discernment Devotional for Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Thanks for being our guest.
Hey, it was a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.